The Tohoku region in Japan has faced many setbacks in the recovery. As if the magnitude 9 earthquake and 100-foot tsunami waves weren't enough, the Fukushima nuclear disaster still hasn't been resolved. The construction industry has had its own challenges. Chugoku Lumber Company is one of the biggest importers of Northwest wood in Japan. Manager Katsuaki Uyama says his company is still recovering from the tsunami. He says, our warehouse in Sendai was wiped out and it took us 6 months to restart shipments there. Our lumber is used for permanent homes, and when those start getting built, we expect to increase imports. He says he doesn't know how long that'll take. Paul Owen is one of many in the lumber business who thought that Japan would be back on its feet more quickly. He's the president of Oregon-based Vanport International.
I've never heard of anything like this happening to such a densely populated area with such established housing. So I'm surprised it's taken this long for the rebuilding effort to happen. But that being said, after traveling to Japan, the amount of cleanup and taking care of the neighbor that has gone on in the last year is really impressive.
But Owen found there's just too much damage to expect any quick recovery. Haka Nekstrom follows the global forest product industry for Wood Resources International. He says there was an increase in wood exports from Washington and Oregon to Japan in 2011, but only a slight one.
It was more realistic that there will be an increase in demand long term, but not necessarily the first 6 to 12 months.
Ekstrom explains that Japan first needed prefabricated houses and plywood to quickly build shelters, but people can't live in those forever. When they're finally able to build new houses, many are expected to use Pacific Northwest wood. I'm Azusa Uchikura reporting.